life, not in the comfort of this life, but you must work for your future. Hello, Madhubani. Shilo, Punjab. Punjab. There was another gentleman who was a very clever man. And at the time of war with China or something, he gave much gold to Jawaharlal. He was killed by another party of the Punjabi on the road near Kodna. Who was that gentleman?
Was he chief minister of Karo? Karo. No. He was chief minister of Punjab at that time.
What is his name?
Karo. He was a very strong man. He was a good man. He was a strong man to rule Punjab.
Karo.
His surname was Karo. His Christian name.
Not Karo, but some other. Kairon.
Karon. K-A-R-O-N.
Oh. Karon. He was killed.
Yes,
my by four Punjabi on the road.
That's right.
Yes.
But this thing going on in Sikh people, they kill each other like that. This is family troubles, all that from villages and all.
Kairon.
They keep maybe 100 years they still keep in mind and then they kill each other. It's always like that.
Another religious leader amongst the Sikh. He's killed recently or?
Yes, Maharaj. He was from Narankari.
Narankari. He's killed?
Yes, Maharaj. Was a follower of Narankari. One of the followers. Yes.
Nirahankari. Narankari. He was killed by his own group.
No, from the
other group.
Other group, Mother.
And what are they? Khalsa.
Khalsa. Dal Khalsa.
Akali.
Yes, maybe Akali. Dal Khalsa knew.
Oh, he was killed.
Only Narankari is a religious party in Punjab, and Radha Swami. There are two parties which are religious.
From real faith in religion.
That's right. And these Akali Dal and all opposite party, you know, they are all politicians. They are politics. That's all, nothing else. Nothing to do with the religion. They rule the Gurdwaras. Mm. And that's why they call themselves religious or whatever they can say. Otherwise, there's no religion.
Like President ISKCON, BJBC.
That's right. They rule the Gurdwaras and
administration. Administration getting the upper hand.
They have plenty of money. Sikh people very good in offering money.
Does that mean that he was just uttering Krishna, no transactions, no Krishna katha or nothing, just Krishna, Krishna, Krishna all the time? Is it taken like that?
Who? Kalidas?
Kalidas
was a relative of Raghunath Das.
Yes.
And who had very, very much attraction for the Vaishnava Chishta, the remains of the Vaishnava.
Yes.
He did not
utter anything else but Krishna, the holy name of Krishna.
By his previous life, he earned some fame about Krishna. The deep faith in the remains of the Vaishnava, that indicates that he earned in his previous life a deep faith in Vaishnavism. particularly guided to one direction.
But Maharaj, before you said that first realization is the holy name, then rupa, then guna, then lila. So well, does that mean that
general course, but by special, there may be a special characteristic also. But this is the general. It is mentioned by one kind of sadhana one may attain the goal. And there are many that simultaneously they go on with different kinds of sadhana realization. Navodavati. As one Savani Parikshit. Vayyasabhi Kirtan, Smarane Prabhat. By one aspect, there is the goal for the one life. There are also some special places. So this gentleman, this Kalidas, had his intense attraction for Vaishnava Chishta, for the remains. The prasadam after the Vaishnava has taken. That was prominent in him. There is somewhere written in Bhagavad Charitamrita. Following one way, one may achieve the goal. But the graduate they went higher, the different departments also. One has got special inclination for a particular service. Uddhava se tayupa bhukta sabganda bhasa lankara charchita uchishtu bhujina udasa aspava mayam jayimai. By serving, honoring the remnants of you, we shall conquer the whole Maya, the ocean of illusion. Only by uchishtam. And this inclination, making eligible to drink the feet washing water of Mahaprabhu there. Mahaprabhu could not stop him. Mahaprabhu did not allow anybody to take his feet washing water. While he entered Jagannath temple, before that, he used to wash his feet. And Govinda remained there, the nun can take. Govinda to watch. The nun can take that water. But the devotees, by any
trick,
all means what is the
trick?
They show such all means the other.
Means?
Not conspiracy, but something like that. But some pubs, proposal. They used to take a tachit. But Kalidas, when he reached there, when Mahaprabhu is washing his feet, he put his palms together. Mahaprabhu could not ask him, no, it is not possible. One, two, three. And then, no bhada. It is now. Because that is uchishta. As that very mean caste, Bhimadi, mean caste in the Hindu section. But he was a Vaishnava. And Jharu Thakur his name. And none could get his remnants. Then Kalidas visited him with some mango fruits. And then he came away. Jyotu Thakur, according to his own nature, he offered to the deity. And he took some prasadam. And then the remnants that the seed and the
skin
left outside.
His wife too.
And the Kalidas going there, taking the Vaishnava chesta. So particular tendency to chesta. And that Mahaprabhu also could not stop him. He has got so great inclination in the chestam padajal, padajal. Vaishnava Priyaja? Padajal.
Foot wash.
18 sadhanes ball. Vaishnava Padajuri Kadamu Sankari.
The dust, the water.
Yes.
It's Nitai. Nitai
Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma. Nitai Padma.
Jal Dhuni and
the three
things.
The Uchishta,
yes,
and the dust and the
water.
Water. There is a vast 18 Kadhanir Bhav. You have got genuine attraction for these, this Maya cannot do anything about him. Vaishnavera Padhuli, Tatirmur Snan Kali, Tatpanam Vaishnavera Nam, Murtam Thakura Suresh Samyamsa. So, Chishta Bhojino Dasa Astapa Mayan Jayamahi. Uddhav says. No other means would be necessary, but only taking the remnants of the Vaishnava who will conquer the whole of Maya. Adopting one means, many have attained. Some Sravan, some Kirtan, some Smaran, some Bandhan, in this way it is mentioned. And the other many who continue the whole thing. The general recommendation about Nam Sankirtan, and that will be also. That everything must be with the spirit of service. That must be present everywhere. Not for any other. Not with any other motive. Motive must be sincere. The spirit of service. Whatever you do, the common thing is the spirit must be that of service. Neither, not seeking anything else, but the favor of the Vishnu Vaishnava. That is, service means that. Only the favor of Vishnu and the Vaishnava, and neither Siddhi nor Mukti nor any mundane aspiration. It may be externally may take any shape, but the serving spirit must be present there. Sevan Mukhi Jiva, the Atmani Vedan, Atma Samatpan, surrender. That must be the beginning. Whatever I do for him. self-forgetfulness. And for self-forgetfulness and full memory for the service of Guru, Vaishnava, Govinda, etc. Positive side. Not only self-forgetfulness, self-forgetfulness in the service of the Lord. Mere self-forgetfulness has no value. A stone also may be self-forgetful.
Madness.
Huh?
Madness.
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 That is also self-forgetful. Self-forgetful for the service, in the service of Guru.
So Maharaj, that feeling of recognition, one is serving and he feels he wants to be recognized by the spiritual master or by the Vaishnavas.
That also will come from the spiritual master. There is absolute consideration and relative also. That is the troublesome thing. So, there is gradation in the Guru also. Yuja Sraddha Sahib. Karmi Guru will have Sraddha for Karmi Guru, a Karmi. A Gani will have Sraddha for Gani Guru. Or the previous Sukriti, that will guide to select the Guru. Which also the privilege is there, but still backed by previous Sukriti. Otherwise, Yuja Sraddha Sahib also. According to Sraddha, he will rank, gather around the Guru. Yogi Guru, Gani Guru, Karmi Guru. A Guru is everywhere, Gunda Guru. A Guru is everywhere, necessary. But the field of action will be selected by one's inner realization. What aspect of life? Of course, there is a comparative line. Comparative possibility is there, what is good, what is bad. But they won't care. The Gunda won't care to take just as the Vishayi, that ordinary exploitation is charged. But I must look after my family, that is my imperative duty. Leaving that, if we all go to serve Krishna, how the world will go on. That is the journey. But this world is a prison house. You have to know first you are imprisoned. So, as soon as this world will be dissolved and the jiva will get freedom, it is the better. No charm in this worldly life. The disease, death, just as in the case of Buddha. Buddha had enough for his own comfort. But he read in the society that infirmity, old age, the disease, the death is here, and how one can rejoice and make fear another place. The fools, he does not know that will come upon fall on him as a prey. For future, he must think and do accordingly. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. There is birth, there is death, there is disease, and there is infirmity. There cannot be any happiness permanent. We must leave that soil and seek some other higher soil to live on.
Maharaj, you said that to get a guru, one must have some sukriti. Some sukriti is necessary.
Of course, of course.
Then we hear that whatever we acquire from the guru is his causeless mercy. What is this causeless mercy in relation to Sukriti? We hear that some Sukriti is necessary, and then we hear of causeless mercy. What does it mean in
that causeless mercy? You have to approach the department of causeless mercy.
What does it mean in that?
Causeless mercy. Mother is approaching this child with some affection, but child don't accept it. The causeless mercy. Mother has got some natural affection for the child. He wants to do some good. But child don't take. Something like that. The ordinary mother is not the real example, but somewhat. Causeless mercy. But don't accept that advice of the guardian. Here you go. Your Shraddha. He'll go to keep company with the Gunda. Won't hear mother or father. His tendency, previous tendency, will draw him towards the Gunda class. Won't hear mother, father, guardian, etc. Similarly, Shraddha, Juja Shraddha Saivar. According to Shraddha, one goes to select his company. And the Shraddha comes from Sukriti, a previous life. A causeless mercy. They are wandering. They are independent of the person. They are trying to distribute them. Just in the organs of Sukriti. A flower garden, a sadhu takes some flower, give it to the Govinda. And this energy, his energy is used in that purpose, for Govinda Seva. So Sukriti comes automatically, unconsciously in him, because his energy is utilized without his consent. In this way, the causeless mercy there, underground. There is causeless mercy when accumulated, that Sukriti in sufficient quantity, then it creates what is Shraddha. And then Shraddha, faith, then leaving aside other topics, he go to the sadhu, to Krishna, to this and that and this. Shraddha of different kinds, tamasic Shraddha, rajasic Shraddha, sattvic Shraddha, nirgun Shraddha. দশটার সময় ওই মেয়েটি হরিনাম হবে, সাড়ে নটায় আমাকে চানের জল দেবে, স্নানের জল, সাড়ে আটটা এখন, সাড়ে নটা, হ্যাঁ এক ঘন্টা, এক
ঘন্টা।
They are known as Hans. Furious prank, and the fiery Hans. The French and the German fight has been related by one gentleman. The furious prank and the fiery Hans. So they are called as Hans, means Hangsha. Hangsha. In ancient India, two sections. Paramhansa and Hamsa. In the beginning, there was no this Varnasari, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Before this classification, there was two classes of people. One Paramhamsa, who is devoted to the law, spiritual life. Another Hamsa, that was not so much intense in their religious life, but anyhow, they lived a spiritual life. Hamsa. Hamsa means the derivative meaning as a Hamsa, who can take out the milk from the water. If you mix water with milk, the Hamsa, the swan, can drink the milk away and the water will be left. Is that wonderful thing? The water will be left and the milk will be taken by them. So, those in the world living who can draw the extract of the extract of the advice in one's life can gather from outside, they are Hamsa, who can understand the real purpose of life and deal accordingly with the environment. Hamsa. Paramhamsa, they can do anything and everything. They are well established in their position. They do not lose their relationship with the center anytime. So, Hamsa. Swami Maharaj, I think, has told that in some ancient time, some people migrated from the central India, this side and that side.
He spoke in his purport of the story of King Yayati. The story of King Yayati.
Yayati.
Yeah, Yayati. When he cursed his sons and he sent them out, Swami Maharaj has said they went to that.
And they had vanished that side.
Yes.
Says in Bhagavad.
And also Parushuram, with some of the Kshatriyas flee.
Kshatriyas.
Yeah, they flew from the rats.
Afraid of him, they exported.
Like that.
Hare Krishna. Hans. Max Müller came from German. Max Müller. Amongst the Western scholars, Max Müller was the first who appreciated Vedic Vedic education. Upanishad. He told that India has got so much wealth in her treasury. If the whole world, if they get it, they will be all rich, but the wealth won't be less than anything. The wealth will not be less, but the whole world will be wealthy. Such wealth India has got in the store of her Upanishad. That was the declaration of Max Müller. He was a German. And even now, in Germany also, only perhaps the half an hour radio transaction in Sanskrit. And coming from Germany, Indira introduced in India in Sanskrit language. the regio. But in the whole of the world, they have got appreciation for Sanskrit and Indian culture in German.
They say that Hitler took that Dhanur Ved.
Maybe. Hitler,
yes.
Hitler was pro-Indian. When the war is continuing, I was in Karachi. One European gentleman asked, how do you like Hitler? And I like him person in some respect. What are the respect? That respect. I told him that he says the ladies go home and give good children. And I shall reward you. Don't feel at the office. This is one which I like. This is according to Indian custom. Please work in family, not outside. Then another, so many points I told him. I like bravery. But he was a hater of the Yudis, too much. And he was the greatest enemy of the communist. The communist.
Jews as well.
Jews as well as the communist. One Mr. Creech, he was a good politician, diplomat. He went to Russia and converted Russia against Hitler. Hitler had a truce with Russia and wanted to attack England. But one Mr. Creech, he was first sent to India, but consulted Gandhi, Jawaharlal, etc. But they could not come to any conclusion, any solution. Went back. Then he went to Russia. And there he began to preach that Hitler is victorious in this world. He will exterminate the whole communist section of the world. It is sure. And that perhaps, moved Stalin. Yes, he is the worst hater of communists. So it was possible that the Russia joined England. And Churchill told at that time. Many asked Churchill, why you have come in terms with the communists. You are the hater of the communists, number one. He told, now we are in such a position. What about communists? If I am to contact with the hell, to come in understanding with the Satan, I am ready to come out of danger within which we are present. That was Churchill's answer. And America came to back, both English and Russians. But I think if Japan could help Hitler at that time attacking Russia from the east side, then Russia would have been finished. But Japan, he was busy with America only, and the British, neglecting Russia. In the meantime, the atom bomb came. And we are told, some people say, the atom bomb that was prepared by Hitler. Of course, I, at that time, I closely followed the newspapers. Hitler told, supernatural, mysterious nature are working in my favor, but let the providence save me from that strenuous action. This came from his mouth. And the Allied Party, they thought, everyone was researching for the atomic energy, and they thought that Hitler was already successful for inventing the atom bomb. Then, in the process, if he can fulfill wholly to utilize, then it will be impossible to defeat him. So with all their might and full force, very quickly they came to attack Hitler. There no time should be spared. If he comes with that weapon in hand, then there would be no other alternative but to fall at his feet. So with very quickly from all sides they came to Hitler. And some says so much that the atom bomb made by Hitler came to the hands of the Americans, and that was thrown into Japan. Some are of such opinion. Gandhi also, when French, whole France submitted, then the Gandhi gave a statement, I saw in paper. Four qualifications, bold, then a brave soldier, and a quick decision, and boldness, and the other two qualifications given by Gandhi to Hitler. Bon Maharaj had some engagement with Hitler. But when he went to see him, what was going on at that time? See him, Bon Maharaj told, that you are very busily he is working in a corridor. And I saw him from distance. The brain surcharged with very heavy thought. Then when he was intimated that he had some engagement with Swami Bon, then he asked some other man, you go and on my behalf meet him. He said that though he already engaged Swami Bon to conversation, but he could not attend personally. He sent one of his representatives to meet Swami Bon. Swami Bon told that I saw him in a corridor, he was walking, and with heavy thinking on his face. He laughed. Very tactful, very quick, how he could took up Mussolini from Italy. Mussolini was captured, and he's one day here, another day they are in this way, they are moving him from different parts. But Hitler, with the help of his SS army, just where he is, and jumped come over and took up insulting me and took him to judgment. And the screech also, all the parties, the island of Crete, in the mouth of Dardanelles, the one island, that
they agree.
Then, with that way, the Allied party may help Russia. So he thought that this island must be captured. So how the French, the British, all the Americans, all there, having full possession, and he wanted to snatch it from their hands. And they did it. England told what he prepared to attack us, that is finished in Crete. The gliders and the that mum, what is that? From the Akashe Ore Gulagati Bale?
Helicopter.
Helicopters, some imitation men. They are coming down from a helicopter. And they are using their bullets uselessly. In this way. Then some imitation man and some real man are descending. They are perplexed. Who is the real man and who is the imitation? In this way, anyhow, captured the whole island, which was in full strong position of the party. French, English, and others. Showed much wonder the fighting on this Breeze Creek. In 1 month, we made only 15 days. First week of a month was preparation. And the second week he attacked. And by third week, almost finished his battle. And the fourth week, then he captured the administration. One month, then one country for this. First it began from Denmark and Norway. Next month we found, first in Poland, and next, after the winter, the next summer, Denmark and Norway. How long Norway is, and how he could reach Narvik, the farthest corner, northern corner of Norway, they could not think it out. How he could do Narvik. Then Norway, Denmark, Norway, then the Battle of Flanders. Belgium, Holland, Belgium, and a part of France in 1 month. And America, some gentleman who was with, was not Wilson, Kennedy or someone, he told that in the history of the world, the Battle of Flanders is the unique. French, British, Belgium, one side, and Germany on the other side. And then next attack came to France. But when the plans are closely followed, one afternoon, came French. That was a Maginot Line. Maginot Line was built between France and Germany after the First Great War. Then we were told that one afternoon, some German